Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Stefan Kostian with a very special update. In this update, we're going to cover where to get the money. And even if you've been turned down before, there are some really interesting strategies that I'd like to share with you about what works in today's credit market. And so in the next 60 minutes, I'm going to cover some really exciting strategies about what's really working. And in the second half of the call, I call this a bit of a bonus, and I have not really revealed this publicly, other than at some special conferences, 7 amazing intuitive real estate strategies that boost your profits and enhance your real estate experience, whether you have rental properties or even your own residence or helping other clients. This will be a secret wealth accelerator, I'd like to call it, but then also this is a chance for you to really get a lot more out of your property. So you have come to the right call. I will pack it with as much information as I can that's going to benefit you and make your life better from a real estate investing point of view. So what we're going to, let's start covering this. What we're going to do is, number one, we're going to cover why you haven't gotten the funding you need to run your business. And by funding, I'm talking about private money, credit, cash, investors, and any other kind of loans. So let's cover one of the biggest reasons why it's hard to get money in real estate right now and why you still can. And that is that many private lenders, that's one of your lending sources, they just don't have this kind of money they used to. They've lost money in the stock market. They've lost money in their own investments. They maybe even lost money in real estate. And they've had some equity credit lines, and maybe the bank closed them down. So investors are very, very gun-shy in private money. So you really can't rely on private money to fund your deals right now. What about bank financing, mortgages? Well, you know, the lending standards have tightened up considerably. You used to be able to put many homes on your credit if you wanted to, or even help your buyers get homes on their credit. But as you know, you need virtually perfect credit. You need to walk on water, and the bank can still turn you down for any reason. So you don't want to rely on these external sources to fund you. And so what I'll be teaching you is how to rely on credit resources that can be money whenever you need to access it. This is like a safety cushion, it's a safety net, and it's like having a checkbook. Anytime you need some money, you write the checkbook. And the advantage is it doesn't usually report on your credit, which is great. You can borrow it and pay it back without it hurting your credit score. You can carry around a checkbook and have money whenever you need it in case of an emergency. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, with the market, the world being so volatile, you can't afford to walk around without access to money when you need it. What if your bank accounts are frozen? What if you're, heck, I even had a friend who called me on Friday night. We were doing a promotion for a festival on raw food and nutrition. And she had called me and told me, well, Stefan, I wanted to make it into Sedona tonight, but I can't. And I said, what happened? She said, well, somehow I got pulled over speeding 7 miles over the limit, and somehow my insurance was not in place because my staff didn't place it for me. And she said they confiscated my license plate. So I had to get a friend to call me and pick me up and drive me home. It's a long way and short way of saying that you need these resources. You need your friends. You need access to cash and credit in case there's these bizarre emergencies that can threaten you and your business. So we're going to be covering some really exciting strategies about what's actually working. And this is an update call. I'm not going to be rehashing stuff that you might have heard about before. I am talking about what's working and what's not working. A lot of people might hold back what's not working. I'm not. I'm just sharing my own experiences so you can benefit from it. And if you wish to share in that success with me, I'm glad to make this available to those of you who are listening. So let's go through why you haven't gotten the funding you need to run your business. And it really isn't your fault. I mean, we've traditionally been taught that getting money isn't that hard. You just ask, right? That's what the seminars have taught us, just slap your wrists and ask. Well, it's gotten a little bit trickier these days because it's not just asking. It is who you ask and in what way you're asking it. And getting credit these days is not as simple as picking out a credit card application and signing your name on it and getting it in the mail. That used to work 5 years ago. It's not working right now. If any of you have exceptions, please let me know. I'd like to hear it. But I work with many clients, and I do hear many of the latest updates. So here are the 7 steps you must do and have yourself only to blame if you don't. Okay, and these are being proactive and active, and I'll explain why you need to do them. The first step is, number one, incorporate and establish a corporation, not just an LLC, but a corporation is preferable because it tends to get funded better. Okay, so write that down. And if you don't have a corporation, set one up. If you have an LLC, set up a new corporation, okay? And I'll explain why. Because, you know, it really is about setting up the right structure to get money whenever you want to start. It really is about the right process. People buy and sell corporations all the time. That's a business. This is an extra asset that you can actually sell and transfer to people if you set it up correctly. Step two is make sure the name and the industry is something that's not red flagged, okay? So don't call yourself ABC Realty Company because you'll get flagged. You could be the Green Consulting Firm. So you do consulting, which happens to include real estate, okay? If you have another side business, if you have an internet business, if you have other work that you do, incorporate around that. Be careful around just making it a real estate business. And in fact, it may be wise for you to have several entities. And of course, this is not legal advice. This is not an accounting advice. If you'd like a legal tax professional or some other advice, please contact an appropriate licensed professional in your area. But what I am doing is I'm offering you some strategies for you to consider. Okay, so make sure, number two, your company is set up correctly. And it is in the correct industry based on the name. And also, not, it can't be too far away. I mean, if you're not into car repairs, don't set up an auto repair shop, okay? Number three, set up a 411 phone number in your local directory that can be searched that links to that name, okay? Very important because someone will do a 411 search on your name. And if they can't pull it up, they're not going to be sure you're for real, okay? And number four, which is very closely tied to this, is get a real physical mailing address. No PO boxes, please. And I'd shy away from mailbox, etc. addresses. A real physical office place is ideal. I'm iffy, I'm Swiss on the concept of executive suites where 75 people share it out of one little same address. If you have a suite number that's yours, it's dedicated, that's ideal. Because companies will search you out to see if you're sharing out of an office because they're concerned. It could be a scam. Some guy could, or some gal could open up, you know, 20 businesses in the same address and never pay a dime on them. And so they're getting smart because people have defaulted, okay? That's the fourth clue, okay? The fifth one is, well, I should also add, you can even use your home address on that, which is okay. The fifth one is start buying stuff on credit and paying it back quickly. So that would be an example of going to a vendor. There are many. I may not have time to give you all of them, but on a previous call we covered them. And for example, Staples or Office Max or Copy Max are perfect examples of business vendor credit where you can open up an account there and pay it back quickly and have the payments reported to your business credit profile. That's a way of building up your business credit, which is almost like your personal credit score. It's like a FICO score for your business. That's a way of getting money that does not rely on your personal credit, and you want as much of that as possible. You want a business that can run, apparently, without you, just as much as you want credit that you can get without you personally. The amounts are much higher, and it's also an asset you can sell in the future, okay? So the sixth one is start applying for credit. And excuse me, we have a technical thing here. Okay, we just repaired that. It was some kind of a strange thing that popped on the screen. The next one is actually work with Dun & Bradstreet. This would be the sixth suggestion. dnb.com/e-update, for example. Dun & Bradstreet is like the credit repair, credit reporting agency, if you will, the TransUnion, the Equifax, the Experian of the business world. It is the number one reporting agency around the world right now. It's a publicly traded company. And what they do is they compile information and put together a credit report for your business. You need to contact with them and set up a profile. They have different programs, and can help you get started. And the seventh one is work with the right team of professionals and advisors to get you through this. This is not just a do-it-yourself world anymore. Not with this anymore. One of the biggest themes I'm going to tell you is it's not just what you know, it's who you know. And this reminds me of a very interesting story when I used to work on Wall Street. I was privileged to get headhunted by J.P. Morgan, and I worked there in 95. And one of the things I did learn is what kind of a game it really was. You hear in the news and the media, you see all this consumer bailout talk, but really the banks are the ones who got bailed out. And all the bank presidents know each other. They hang around at dinner, at coffee, at the gym, and share and trade their news together. And you think if you were a bank president sharing your results and your news with other banks, another bank president, you're going to be learning a lot and sharing that information of the same caliber. Well, it's the same way on all the levels. After work, all the Wall Street traders would go out and, you know, blow off steam for the night and start talking together and sharing the latest news about the markets and so forth. And do you think this mastermind made many millions while other people wondered where all the money went? Absolutely. So it's like when you go to the zoo, you'll see the lions being fed. And, you know, they'll throw meat inside the cage and there's a whole bunch of animals. And it's the biggest animal that gets the biggest food. They get the lion's share, and everyone else gets left fighting for the scraps. So you don't want to be left out in the cold fighting for the scraps. You want the lion's share, and that means dominating the market. Doesn't mean you have to do all the deals in the market. It just means doing the right deals with the right people, the right knowledge, the right resources, and that's all the leverage in the world. Okay? So number two, what programs really work today to get you credit and what doesn't? Well, I have come across many different credit programs. You can do them yourself or do them with a team of people to help you. Quite truthfully, I have seen myself and my clients get some credit on our own, you know, 10, 20, 30, 50,000 even. Now it's hard to get 50, but it used to be B of A would just give you $50,000 business credit line. Right now it doesn't work the same way. They might give you 10 if you're lucky. That's why you do want to work with a professional that can help you, even a CPA if you have one. But what I recommend is a specialty company that helps people get credit. They're not cheap, but they also work very hard for their money, especially if you found the right company. So relationship lending works. That is the new world of lending. It's not just mailing in a credit application to a bank that processes them, because your chances are you're going to get a credit ding because you see an inquiry, and the chances are you're going to get rejected. And I'm just telling you from experience, from what I've seen. But relationship lending means knowing someone at the bank who can hand deliver your application to someone he or she knows to give it a little extra attention, to explain your case, to explain your file, to explain why you should be getting a big fat credit line, because they know you. And this is the good old days of relationship lending. Relationship lending is where you have accounts, have had a history at a particular bank for a long time. So one other piece of advice is find a big bank and open an account there and get to know the banker, but also find a local small bank that you're happy with. Go in the yellow pages, make a few phone calls, tell them what you look to do, set up an in-person meeting, and see if it makes sense doing business together. Banks and bankers want to lend money to the right people that it makes sense to, okay? And as I covered, just applying for credit lines doesn't. I've seen many different programs work, but what doesn't work so much is even certain credit companies that would apply for business credit lines for you on your business don't work the same way. The best programs I've seen lately are those where someone will even set up a credit profile for you from scratch. There is a law firm I've been introduced to. An attorney herself does this with some very high-profile elite clients, setting up special credit profiles for them, for their business, for their personal. On this call, I cannot go into it. I'm under non-disclosure. However, for those who are interested, I can explain more or help introduce via a conference call. If you're serious about this. So basically what I've seen work lately is companies that can create other businesses from scratch and help you get funded on that. Often they have to work with businesses or companies that are a few years old because banks feel more comfortable lending to a company that's been around for a few years and may have had some credit history from before because it conveys that you know what you're doing in this world. Even if you have a business right now that's making money, unless you have every single I dotted and T crossed, it's still very hard to get funded. So pay attention. Work with a professional or professionals who've delivered results in the past who can help you get credit lines. There is a firm I know, not a law firm, just another private firm set up by two former JP Morgan employees who had decades of banking experience. And these bankers work with other bankers. Sounds familiar? And they create corporate funding profiles to help their clients get upwards of a few hundred thousand. And these are credit lines you can use whenever you want. You have to pay them back, of course. They're at very favorable interest rates. We're talking 6, 7, 8, 9, 10% interest rates, much cheaper than a private lender. You can use them anytime you want. You can use money to run your business, to buy and sell property, to fund your deals, and even to do other larger commercial projects or fund private placements or other kinds of exciting business opportunities. Because for those who have money right now, you have so many exciting opportunities right now that you probably have never had before. So this is a historic opportunity. Warren Buffett called this a feeding frenzy. And interestingly enough, Warren Buffett, if I'm not mistaken, is one of America's largest holders of mobile home parks. He owns interest in mobile home parks. Why mobile home parks? Because they're very low cost to acquire the homes, very high rent compared to the cost, and they're cash cows. You can put a lot of property on a smaller piece of land. Each mobile home, you know, each modular home, each unit is another form of income. The other advantage is that they're more affordable, and in downtimes, recessions, you know, affordability is key. Okay, and this is not the same recycled type you'll hear from other speakers who haven't adapted to the times. I've reviewed many of the systems out there. In fact, I've bought them because I wanted to benefit from them, as many of you probably have. I will not name names. I don't think that's fair to other speakers, but you can perhaps read between the lines if you know of these speakers. And I'm not even saying what their stuff, you know, it doesn't work. I'm telling you that it won't work as well right now, because my clients and I have tried it. There's one speaker who talks about getting a company and having someone with excellent credit be your co-signer. That used to work years ago, because even if you didn't have great credit, or even if you did, your friend could co-sign for you and be your credit angel, that they look at their credit. And the bank will look at their credit on an application. This person will, you know, get credit lines for you. I've had that happen, and I've been privileged that I've been able to get credit lines that way to do deals. Large credit lines, 20,000 and up, and I know other people who've done it too. In fact, an investor introduced the idea to me. I know it works. But the caution right now is that many companies are now reporting your personal credit, your business credit on your personal, and so we could report to the other credit angel's credit and affect their credit score. This happened with Capital One. Capital One was a business credit line company, but late last year they began reporting all these business credit lines to personal people's personal credit reports, which ruined a lot of people's credit. Do I know people and companies that can remove this off of your personal credit? Yes, I do. And they work with a legal and a lawful process. So that's another resource that's very important these days for yourself, for your family, for your friends, for your buyers and your sellers, because these are incredible tools that can help them get funded. It can help a seller do a deal they otherwise wouldn't, because you offer this extra incentive, help them get a foreclosure off their credit report or pre-foreclosure. So I'm very cautious about having that done because other companies might end up reflecting that personal reporting. Now, the other problem is many banks are linking up accounts and account relationships. So one problem is, let's just say your credit partner obtained an Amex for you and you are late on an Amex payment. That could close or shut down the activity on their personal Amex card, even if it's not related to your business, or vice versa. If your credit angel gets into a hard spot, that could affect their credit score and then in turn cause you to be canceled in your Amex because it was linked to them. So banks are doing very bizarre things that really shouldn't have much to do with each other, but they're doing it anyway. I do know of a case of Bank of America. One business was late on its credit payment on its credit line through no fault of its own, through administrative oversight, but then the bank in turn closed the credit angel's personal credit lines, just closed them off. So this co-guarantor is very tricky right now. I have a lot of risks, so be aware of those. Most of these systems are missing a secret ingredient, because it's not just the system these days. The system is what will prepare your profile, will get you ready to get money, but the secret ingredient is who you know. It's about knowing someone who can perform, who can deliver, who can produce, whether it's a banker, whether it's a company that can help you procure credit, whether it's an attorney, or even if someone's in the know in the industry, an expert that can help you navigate through these waters. Doing it yourself is not enough these days. You need to cooperate with other people and work collaboratively as a team here. And you know, some of the setbacks I've experienced with funding, if it weren't for the quality of people I worked with who were honest with me, who communicated, who said, look, whatever it takes, we're going to get funded, we're going to get you funded, we wouldn't be where we are today. And so it goes also go back to character and trust. So make sure you work with people you feel comfortable with, that you trust, and that really means a lot. Some of the ways to evaluate if you can trust somebody is, you know, what reviews have they had? It's one thing to have one or two negative comments, but if consistently someone has a very treacherous reputation, be very careful of that. You know, what other presence do they have on the internet? Have they been around for a long time? Do they only do this, or do they do other businesses? Because, you know, it is better to work with someone who has experience in multiple businesses that support what they're doing. In this particular case, some people are simply in the business of taking your money. So you want to see that the person has some kind of a track record in terms of something. Maybe they post published articles or blogs. You just need to know that you're dealing with a real person. And communication is key, because right now in this volatile market, stuff won't happen as planned. And that's just the honest truth. It's very hard to predict what will happen from 1 week, 1 month to the next. And you want them to stay communicating with you as they'll work through the problems. And I've been very fortunate. I did a real estate seminar in an event a few years ago, and I met one of my business partners there who's funded a lot of our deals. And he told me, he said, Stefan, you're one of the people I know that the reason I feel comfortable with you is I know that you're the kind of person, if there's a problem, you're going to do whatever you can to fix it, even if there is one. And there usually is one. Mercury is lurking around the corner. So you need to work with someone you feel that even if a problem's going to happen, if there's a mistake, they're going to make every reasonable effort to remedy that. And remember that there are no guarantees in funding. But good and true entrepreneurs don't give up. They have a clear vision, and they realize that, you know, they could take a few hits along the way, and that's part of the learning curve. It's part of what's happening in these days. But there are huge rewards for those who persist, okay? The fourth point I'm going to make is, where will you get instant pre-approvals of $20,000 or more if your business is 3+ years old, and how you know if you qualify? Okay, this is a recent development. Where there's certain businesses getting funded that meet a certain profile. And the reason why this works is that over the years, banks, credit lines, companies have figured out that certain types of borrowers have lower risk profiles, that are less likely to default, more likely to pay it back, and those are the kinds they wanted to target for this special program. Now, this is a finance company, an auto finance company that was offering credit lines you can use for your business. Some of these are vendor credit lines, which would mean you'd have to buy supplies, office supplies. But I know people who buy office supplies and might sell them to raise cash, or it's just another way that they can have resources. But these also access credit lines, too, for access to money. So 3+ years old and how you know if you qualify. Well, you must have a corporation, no LLCs. Corporations are preferred in this program. No liens or judgments against you or the business. Has to be an approved name or industry. The things I've heard getting funded were an auto repair shop. So that got funded. I believe it was a restaurant or a pizza parlor. And I even think they bank sent out somebody to check up on the owner and just see them at their place of business. So don't be surprised if it happens. But even if they come to your home and see your layout, they just want to know there's a real breathing human connected with the business. Many people are mobile these days. They don't need to have a huge brick-and-mortar operation. That's taken into consideration, so it still goes back to, does someone have the right presence? Approved name and industry, once again, having a real estate or finance company won't work as well. They prefer someone tangible. A medical industry is good, doctor, lawyer, chiropractor. Many people are going back from real estate to other related businesses. So just keep in mind what you're doing. Even if you have a job, you can create a consulting operation around it. Build up your business credit profile. That's something you can do with some of the tricks I told you, the tips, but I would suggest a professional to do that. There's one person I know who has performed, and he can build up your profile for very reasonably, close to nothing, including performance. So once you see the credit lines, once you see the payment history on your business credit, that'll give you a business credit score, and then you can approach this company, and this source actually does have these people associated with it who can get you this funding. Another benefit of this is there's no personal guarantee or credit check. So that's beautiful. Okay. So no personal guarantee or credit check. So you can have terrible credit and this won't report in your personal credit. Now the other advantage of this is this is an asset you can sell. If you ever want to sell your business, some of you may want to retire someday. And as you may know, a functioning business with all the turnkey systems is very, very valuable. It can sell many multiples of what your revenue is. Being able to tell them that you do have $50,000 or $100,000 of revolving business credit on it, you can sell that. That can convert into cash in your pocket. Okay. You can even transfer that business once it has the credit. And do you want to have your personal name tied to everything on there? No. You want it to just be turnkey and not tied to you so you don't get on the hook years later if someone who buys your business doesn't pay. Okay? So that's another advantage of this program. It's $20,000 or more as a first tranche, and after you pay, you buy something and pay it back, buy something, you pay it back. After a short payment history, you can go back and ask for more. That's the other beauty of it. How to quickly and personally beef up your personal or business credit. This is an inside strategy, okay? No matter how good of a credit risk you are these days, how good your business idea or your performance is, unless you're properly packaged up, you won't get funded. Same thing, imagine going to a black tie event and the dress style is formal. And, you know, you see someone walk in with, you know, torn up jeans and a t-shirt. No shoes, no shirt, no service. You've seen that sign at a convenience store. Well, it applies here too, but it applies in a very secret handshake kind of way. Right now with so many defaults, the standards are tightening. They want to know, before we fund you, do you really know what you're doing? Who are you, who you say you are? Can you really package up the deal the way we need to have it packaged up to make it easy to fund? Because they can cherry pick the deals to fund. They can cherry pick the people to fund, just how you can cherry pick the properties you want to buy or the deals you want to do. And I know if you had a huge paycheck with unlimited funds, most of you on this call tonight listening in or listening to this now will be able to build the money responsibly because you know great places to put it, okay? So there aren't a lack of good deals there. Actually, there is an unlimited amount of wealth out there. But what we're doing is we're bringing it down in the right structure to capture it so we can do good things with it, okay? So please keep this in mind. So to beef up your personal or business credit, it's not the old authorized user trick. And the way that trick works is you find someone, maybe a friend or relative with excellent credit, and you ask them to add you as an authorized user on their personal credit card. So a month or so later, pull up your credit report, you'll see that person's credit history showed up on yours. And it could have improved your credit score. problem is it says authorized user as a note on the credit report. The banker looks at that, they discredit that, they don't take it seriously. And it may actually damage you in your ability to get access to credit lines. What will help instead is primary trade lines, not secondary, primary trade lines where you are actually the owner of an account. You could be the borrower owner. Well, that would mean there is one source that I've worked with and talked to. What they'll do is for a small fee, you can actually buy these accounts that were in default. You are the new borrower and they are the new creditor. They buy the terms of the borrower and the credit lender into a favorable status. And they in turn re-report that on your account. That shows up as a new primary. So it pays that you have an excellent credit profile that fits what a banker is looking for to be able to fund you. It shows a high credit limit with most of it paid off. And it could be a car or a mortgage even. And these you can do by contract as the new owner of an account. So you know people buy and sell accounts all the time. That's what credit collection companies do. So simply doing this in a different regard, okay? This is a very advanced strategy, but this is something I've seen being used. So that's something to consider. For a reasonable fee, that can be done. And it's really all about return of investment. As long as you do that, you do this, you're going to get your money back in many multiples. That's what we do as investors or entrepreneurs, good business people. How to legally and quickly fix your credit so you and your clients can get the approvals you want. Right now, because credit thresholds are improving and raising the bar, you need to have squeak clean credit to get your borrower funded inside a property that once they get funded, you'll get cashed out and get the money you'd like instead of them keep renting your property or stalling a sale. So this is a very valuable service to have access to. This is not Lexington Law Firms. This is a company that used to write letters right after the other, basically bombarding the credit bureau until they would delete all the negatives on someone's credit. It's not that simple these days. Bureaus know what to look for, and they'll throw away your letter if they don't take it seriously, if it's not looks like it's for real. You can write letters to creditors and bureaus. I've done it. It does work. It can take a tremendous amount of time, and it's not a sure thing. What I have found best is to work with a professional who has a license-bonded agency who knows the bureaus personally, may have a contact or two, or a special account reporting privileges, okay? So they can actually challenge an account, challenge the credit history, and it doesn't challenge whether you owe the money or not. They challenge how the account is reported according to the Fair Credit Reporting Act. And right now, bureaus are so swamped, it's very doubtful they can report, in time. You know, that they can follow all the right ideas that they need to in terms of all the credit reporting laws. So this is where this can work in your favor. And the other key is to be patient. Because lately I've seen some of the stuff take a lot longer than possible. But once again, if you're working with a good provider, they'll stay in contact with you and still do everything they can to get you on life's road. Now, the other thing to keep in mind with the monetary system is that many times when credit line is issued, it is not actual cash loan to you. It's different from a relative giving you their own cash. Banks are often on a Federal Reserve lending system. And as you study the monetary system, you'll see that there is more debt and credit issued than there ever is actual money or cash to pay it off. So unfortunately, the whole credit cycle does have defaults built into it as part of the expectation because in the level that we're working on, there isn't always enough money to pay it off. It's not the way it's structured. Now, do we still live in an infinitely abundant universe? I sincerely believe that. And feel it too. Apparently, just in Switzerland recently, there was that new generator that there's a new generator that actually creates new matter, new black holes. So, that's infinite wealth. You know, that technology can eventually create planets or gold or whatever we want in the future. So that is unlimited wealth. But we're talking about right now, what can we do to get your deals funded, okay? So that's something to keep in mind. Okay, actual proof this works. I'm sure people would like to see this. I'm sure you'd like to know. Well, one thing for the record is I personally won't recommend the service unless I've seen it work myself or via a client or with my own eyes or with someone else I can recommend or trust. Still, the second thing to keep in mind, as a side note, there are no guarantees of funding. Anyone who guarantees it is not being kosher. It's not even being legal. Even, you know, many of you who've done mortgages, either as a mortgage broker, as an investor, buyer, seller, you know a bank can't guarantee funding. That's against the law. That's unlawful. However, they can give a pre-approval or, you know, give a good indication that you'll get funded. So you really want to maximize your chances and put the odds in your favor. You're going around a big monopoly board, and where are you going to put your chips? You're going to put the chips in the chance you have the maximum odds to win and win big. So expect the unexpected. You know, I was involved in a program a few months ago where it was working, and suddenly the banks changed policies, and so they weren't accepting a type of applications and profiles that were being submitted to them. And unfortunately, that harm, it goes to what Dan Kennedy says about working with multiple solutions, multiple approaches. Don't just go linear. Don't just go sequential. Have many irons in the fire. Be a multitasker, I hate to tell you, but work with several different types of exits. So you don't just have all your eggs in one basket. Don't just rely on private money, because your lenders, your private lenders could one day call you and say, look, we'd love to invest with you. We know you need the money. We're committed to you, but we had a disaster in our family. We had an account that crashed. So expect the unexpected. Here's another example of proof. A big-time real estate speaker guru friend of mine, we've known each other since 2003, 2004, when we were speakers on a real estate event, she had a major credit line that was closed by a bank for no reason. She's never been late. Maybe she underutilized her credit, but who knows? Because you can get canceled for using up too much of your credit. It's bizarre, but just willy-nilly, the bank closed her huge credit line. She spent years building them up. They were mid five figures, close to six figures in credit. And she got it reopened through my VIP contact. Without this contact, she would have been dead in the water because they tried calling the bank. But what this contact did, she's a banker. She did speak with the other appropriate bankers and made a strong case for getting this reopened, because it apparently was a systemic thing where there were special programs introduced to the system. These programs were designed to kind of decide who are the potential high-risk accounts and close those. But when you have a human taking a look and intervening, that was able to turn it around. So she was very grateful. That made her a lot of money she can have access to. And that credit line, she could reuse years and years and, you know, make tens of thousands with, a lot of money. Also $80,000 for a relative or family member. And this was through one of the providers who obtained a company and a new brand new company and acquired credit lines for the company through their banking relationship. This is not something one could have done themselves, because if you had done it yourself, you might have only ended up with $8,000 or $10,000, because they worked with special contacts at the bank that they were applying through, who knew where the applications were coming from. They were able to get expedited approvals and give it some quality control. If you mail in your application to somebody, you don't know if they are really on your side. There might be a processor there working at minimum wage just trying to get your deal approved or not, or a computer evaluating you, whereas you want someone to look at your entire case personally. That's more ideal, actually. $25,000 for a broker in New York City who was just opened up a new firm, a new company, not with a real estate name in it, but it was more of a consulting firm, and this is through a same banking contact. And she was not very successful getting credit lines on her own before, just didn't know where to turn. And quite frankly, it's much more preferable to have it done for you. I'd want you to know the basics so you know the right questions to ask. You can make sure that the person who's doing the service for you is authentic, because you can ask your questions to get them answered. But beyond that, it is ideal to work with your team. Isn't it one big real estate guru who once said, the less I do, the more I make? The same thing here. You want to have your dream team in place. So we've covered a lot in this call, and I could cover hours more, But what I'd like to offer doing is a bit of a wrap-up bonus. We have about 15 or 20 more minutes, and we're coming up for time. I'd like to cover 7 amazing intuitive real estate strategies that can boost your profits and enhance your experience. Now, obviously, I was just talking about credit, but what we're talking about here as it relates to credit and resources, credit is one more creative use of resources around us. Some of the strategies I discussed before are how to use credit creatively, how to creatively approach the problem of getting the resources to get your deal done. And basically, I mentioned a lot of it is setting up the correct steps to set up your business and your company correctly and building up your business credit, but then also working with the right people. And this is a repeat of that, a cookie cutter repeat, but looking at it in a different way. By here, I'm talking about looking at your real estate in a creative new way. Accessing resources inside your property you might not have otherwise heard of, but that can really transform your experience of it. And this is coming from many years of personal experience, okay? I've been fortunate that real estate's been good to me, that I've been able to get a doctorate in transpersonal psychology over the years that has given me a chance to work with some incredible, brilliant minds, travel the world, and do research on consciousness, psychology, the mind. And one thing I really come up with, and by now most people have heard about the movie The Secret. And this is the real secret behind The Secret and how to make it work for you immediately. The Secret's talking about creative visualization, thinking positive and making it happen. But this takes it to the next level, because thinking positive might sound a little woo-woo. And firstly, I might say that my background is based on experience and knowledge, but you know, I've had some very rigorous scientific training, computer science, medical training, that it is not about the woo-woo. We don't want to poo-poo the woo-woo, but we want to have it grounded in some science. And we also want to be able to dream and think big at the same time. So this is based on some hardcore science of energy and consciousness and intention. And there is a huge body of research from many different fields of science converging right now, showing how what we do think, what we intend, matter around us responds to, that we're humans, are energy fields that interact with other energy fields. Energy medicine talks about that. Quantum physics talks about that. But now we're seeing it affect directly into property, okay? So the real secret is understanding who you are, what you're thinking, and how the world of energy does affect property in some very unique ways. And I'm going to offer some very exciting examples. They're going to blow your mind. And let me also say that this is the icing on the cake. This is in addition to anything practical you've done to your home, but this is a way to add a secret X factor to really make it sizzle. And this will work for a residence or rental property or anything else you're working on for land. For example, going back to The Secret, one of my favorite places in the world to travel to and visit is Sedona, Arizona. And if any of you have been here, you know how like the experience of being around this land is incredible. The land, the rocks are filled with this magnetic iron that apparently conducts energy fields that can be measured magnetically. More amplification of this energy field here and a few other points on the planet than anywhere else, which would explain why people come here and they just feel so good. So we're taking this into real estate in a very practical way. So how to dream your way through a perfect deal. Okay, this is a related thing about this. Believe it or not, many wealthy cultures around the world utilize information from dreams. Back from the biblical times, Joseph had dreams of fat calves and 7 lean calves, and that was the prophetic dream that talked about the feast and the famine in biblical times. But beyond that, in Korea, in the Middle East, many Asian and Middle East cultures have dreams. The people have dreams and share them around the breakfast table. And I actually interviewed 10 people who had dreams about homes before they bought the house. And this was for a book I had written. And that actually influenced their purchase in a really practical way. In fact, one woman spent a year searching for a perfect home in the Bay Area without BAME. And just one night she had a dream where she actually imagine what the cross streets were. And she actually told her husband that morning, a few hours later, a real estate agent had called her talking about, hey, I just found this great property. And the lady chimed in. She goes, let me guess, it's on. And she mentioned the two cross streets she dreamed about. And he said, yeah, how did you know? She said, I know it's crazy, but I had a dream about this house. And she says, it could be my ideal home. So she drove to it, and it actually was a beautiful home that was something completely ideal for her. She told the agent that she wanted this home. It was her dream home. Please take it down as a deal. And one thing the real estate agent did, which is very interesting, he actually told the homeowners, look, I know there's a few other offers on the table, but we'd like you to accept this offer because the homeowner had a dream about this, but the new buyer had a dream about the home. And believe it or not, the homeowners had a dream themselves that led them to buy this home, and they accepted the offer $50,000 less than the highest offer just because of the dream. So that's an incredible way to get a great deal. So how can you apply this for yourself? Well, basically, dreams are just another way of getting access to information you might normally not be aware of. If you're doing a lot of deals, if you're trying to get started, you can think to yourself, hey, before I go to sleep, I'd like to incubate my dream. I'd like to find out what clues does my dream have for me that could help me with my property. If you have something even more specific, what do I have? What could I dream about that could help me with a clue that could help me sell my home or find the ideal buyer or help me deal with this problem or that problem? Have a notepad next to you in the morning and pay attention. Write down your dream next to you and see if it has any clues. And believe it or not, many people have a lot of dreams and they love talking about them. And I encourage real estate agents or professionals to see where their client is, to see if it's appropriate, to find out if the other person had any hunches about what kind of property that they wanted, whether if it was ideal or not. Because a real estate agent could really plug in and get some rapport from a buyer, and that could be some clues that can help them land a really great home. The other factor is, if something like that, if information like that's coming from such a deep source from within, it's a lot more likely they're going to be a lot more satisfied if they find a home that they believe matches or resonates with that dream image. So that's another very interesting way. That's only a tip of the iceberg of what you can do with dreams, but I want to stimulate your imagination here. So really, dream big. And dreams are another way to open up your creativity. Creativity is key in this market, and I think it'll be more and more important as we move forward. Special house cleaning rituals you can do to home right now make it sell like a hot cake. Case in point, I was going to do an open house on a property on the west side in Phoenix, and I had all the signs and the flyers, but I didn't want to test out this idea. And many cultures do ceremonial clearings on a property before it's sold, before someone moves in, before they do, before they'll move there. It's just a way of, for lack of a better word, respecting the property, respecting the land, respecting the spirits in the land. So basically, one of the rituals was something a teacher had taught, these house clearings. I basically had some sage burned, and I had a candle lit where it was all about intention. I basically just imagined the house being cleared of any previous negative energies and imagine that the future would bring in its perfect new buyer. Another interesting example I'll get into on the next one is a house that everyone kept getting divorced in, coincidentally enough. And I'll explain what we did with that one that actually landed a sale instead of a divorce. So what was interesting about this one, and I didn't do it on the other properties, this clearing, is when people came in, everyone looked around and there was nothing special about this house. It actually had a distorted foundation because it had a cracked foundation. And people didn't seem to care as much. They were just in awe of how peaceful it felt inside the house. And remember, people don't buy just on the finances. They buy an emotion. People want to buy a home. They want to buy an experience. So what you're helping to deliver is an experience on other fronts. So that's something to consider. Very much so. And there are reported cases of people talking about ritual, talking about like a haunted house, getting rid of the heebie-jeebies inside of a house. Which leads me into the next point, is ever set foot into a house that gives you the creeps? You know, your people might experience the same thing. If you feel creeped out by a house, this might be one where there was a divorce in, or some kind of domestic violence, or even a death, or something just really uncomfortable, and you don't know why you feel creeped out. Well, people, you could potentially put new carpet, new paint, dress it up, but if the insides of the house are still not right, that'll still come across. People can pick up, you know, ever just get a weird feeling about someone you don't know why, and just don't feel like you can trust them? Well, people feel that same way inside the house. They just don't feel comfortable inside the house. And your buyers, your prospects might feel the same thing. This could totally turn them off from buying your house, and you don't even know why. So here's how. I even put the wow in here. Here's wow to get rid of a house. It just won't sell by clearing the energy around it. Believe it or not, I did work with a professional once who was very gifted in what she did. I can't explain exactly how she did it, and believe it or not, I'm not even making claims. But what I am telling you is that when I did visit her, and I told her about this horse property where, you know, consistently I'd sell it on a rent-to-own or lease option, did my best to pre-screen the buyers, but the buyers seemed pretty stable moving in. But once he was in the property, you know, like a month or two later, I'd get a weird phone call in the middle of the night where people got into a fight and the neighbors are complaining or the police are showing up. And I think this is crazy. Let me experiment with this house. So I gave her the house information, and she assessed intuitively that the house had some kind of weird portals or something, some weird energies from the past, because believe it or not, the original owners who had sold it to me had a major divorce and they needed to get rid of it. And I'm wondering if somehow that was sort of carried on inside the home. So, you know, and this works the other way too. Ever move into a home that you just love the energy and you find that the people lived before that were extremely positive and inspirational? It's in the same way. Somehow, you know, there's a conveying, there's a transmission of all this information from one house, from one owner to the other. So she actually did her ritual remotely. Believe it or not, she did it remotely. But she told me to give it a week and, you know, to remarket the property. And I actually did. I remarketed the property. This time I did it in auction style, which I love to do, down payment auction. I did attract a buyer, and the buyer did move in. And within 7 to 12 months later, approximately, the buyer actually closed on the property, got a new loan, and from what I know, they've been living there happily ever after. So it could be coincidence, but could also be that missing X factor. How about this? What the government knows about locating the perfect deal that you don't. This is confessions of a so-called psychic spy who actually worked for the government. This was a gentleman named Joe McMonagle who I met. We're doing research at a place called the Monroe Institute, and they were working on sound patterns that can beneficially impact your brain waves to help you learn better, sleep better, solve ADD, just balance your brain waves overall. And he was related to one of the founder's stepdaughters. So this gentleman actually was a CIA spy that there were some experiments done behind the scenes where, you know, the government wanted to get secret military information about some remote sources that they really couldn't get the people into. And they figured, well, hey, look, if we can't get into these places physically, maybe we can use the power of the mind to gather information about. And this gentleman, Joe McMonagle, has had decades of successful, provable experience being able to remote view a location and get information about it. He's actually used it with big companies to help them locate where to drill. So this remote viewing ability can be used to help you locate a property. It could be help you locate a big commercial deal in a location. So this is an idea for you to explore. If you want to find out more, Google remote viewing, R-E-M-O-T-E, viewing. And other academic institutions like SRI, company called SRI, Stanford Research International, researched this and found out that this thing is for real. They use it with private industry. So think about it this way. If there are, you know, like 10,000 different choices you can make about where you're going to buy property or what decision you're going to make, and you have one more clue to explore, even if it's a little bit ambiguous, you might take that clue, be it coming from remote viewing or from intuition, and start with that clue first. And then just check those assumptions. Because as the Sufi saying goes, pray to Allah, but tie your camel. And what that means is, sure, you could explore these esoteric routes, but make sure you can still pay your bills, make sure the property still makes sense, make sure it still works on all the practical fronts. Okay, but this is a potential icing on the cake that could lead you to an exciting opportunity that you might not ordinarily have. I do know some remote viewing professionals, but they are available for hire. They are worth every penny if they can produce what they're looking, what you're looking for. But they're sought after very highly for their ability to help people produce meaningful information that can be worth a lot of money. Because that information can get you money that you need, get you the resource that you're looking for. Also feeling stuck with your property. So this will be the sixth point. Feeling stuck with your property. Here are the basics of feng shui to enhance your property flow. Feng shui is the ancient art of flow. By now, many of you have heard about it, and it's kind of like a household word. And it's for good reason. It came out of China. It's thousands of years old. It's an ancient art of flow. And also consider that with the rise of Asia, the rising star of China, Hong Kong, the entire region, you can't afford to miss out on this because China is having a stronger presence economically in the world and there's more interest from foreign investors. They are a lot more likely to be interested in a property that has feng shui principles than the one that does not, if all else is equal. So, for example, Donald Trump used to employ feng shui principles in his construction, and for good reason, because many of the investors were Asian, so they believed in it. Also, many Asian firms will not even build or set foot in a business unless, or in a company or in an office, unless and until they've done a feng shui evaluation, because they want to make sure things make sense on that level before they run into it. The other thing to consider is it's esoteric and practical and it produces results. It does work. Now, what are we talking about? We're not talking about just putting in wind chimes here or there. It's very practical. Like, one of the things feng shui is making sure an interior of your property has good flow in it. So this is common sense, but it's very important to review. So any home that you have, make sure you get rid of any clutter, okay? So definitely get rid of clutter. You don't want to have any junk in your home. If you have one, go through all your drawers, sell what you don't need, sell what's not working, get rid of food in your fridge that's stinky. If you're reselling a home, make sure there's no trash in it anywhere. Host a garage sale, go up on Craigslist, get rid of your stuff for free, but just get rid of it, okay? The next thing is making sure all the systems, utilities, the plumbing is sound and in a good working order. Feng shui philosophy believes that if there's a plumbing leak, there could also be a money leak because water represents the flow of money. The other is feng shui does have certain enhancements, like certain areas of the home are considered good luck. If in the southeast corner, for example, which usually represents money, is if you have a plant or a bowl with water flowing into it. So feng shui is just another way to also look at, make sure a home has lots of plants, water fountains are really nice, mirrors are nice, and all these do that they enhance the natural flow of energy inside a house. And plants do have measurable energy fields that do enhance the experience and feel of the property. Don't you just go love going out in the woods and just smelling the fresh smell of all these trees and feeling energized by all that, you know, refreshing oxygenated air? Well, plants have a tendency to do that, and so does water. I just I love the sound of water, a little like nicely lovely water fountain. But this is where calling on the right experts comes in, because you want to call on the right feng shui expert to come in, and they could actually feng shui your house for you. I have had houses that don't seem to sell that well, and coincidentally, I know a broker 30 years in the real estate business, and she, as her missing link to selling a home, you'll be surprised how many brokers like to do this. She will feng shui the property, and a lot of problems people complain about get fixed. So got someone to consult with. And the good news is all of these interventions, they're virtually free in terms of cost or investment. I mean, you might need a few materials or an hour or two of somebody's time, but they're so cheap compared to the house, right, and economical and leveraged, and they're virtually free, and they return many multiples of what you invested in terms of your energy because they pay for themselves. Here's my next point. So this will be my seventh point. How do you use a gifted, intuitive person to guide you effortlessly to that million-dollar deal you've been waiting for? Believe it or not, there are many corporations around the world that use this kind of stealth intelligence to their hidden advantage. Now, I can't name which corporations because of the need for confidentiality, but we're talking major software companies. I know of a billionaire who's worked with this type of gifted intuitive. And by gifted intuitive, we're talking about someone who has a wealth of practical business, street smart information, but somehow has an uncanny information to just know accurate things to an accurate degree about events, people, places, and things that they can ordinarily get just by reading a book. And the real key is finding someone who's the real deal. This is a person I ran into. She was a speaker at a major conference on intuition in business that when I worked on Wall Street, the company I had worked with had asked me to go to. They sponsored me to go because they knew many of their traders, the most profitable traders, traded from their hip. Yes, they had to check the math on their deals, on their trading deals, but many of their trades were just straight from the gut, and I just snapped my fingers there. So they did trade straight from the gut. I knew of one trader who had dreams about trades that then were verified. So intuition has played a very big role. Intuition is just another way for your brain to process information, get it back to you that you might not ordinarily pay attention to. If you have a lot of things going on, you might not think of everything until you're relaxed or until your mind has a chance to send it to you. So by working with an intuitive person, by collaborating with them, they could help you tune into your own sense of what's right and wrong and ideal or not. Just ever get a hunch about something you didn't listen to and you found out, hey, man, I really should have followed that gut instinct and I didn't. So this is a chance for you to get more into harmony with that. So this is a bit of a stealth intelligence to gain a hidden advantage because intuition does cut across the conventions of what you might ordinarily think. So over the years, I have worked with a strategist who is also happened to be extremely intuitive and made large corporations increase their profits through her guidance and insights. And sometimes were so good, the insights were, they almost were scary. Some of the people were kind of intimidated by how accurate her insights were. So I've used this with an intuitive who helped me evaluate which buyer I should sell to, which areas of the country are good to invest in. When I bought a residence, she even said, she goes, I know you don't ordinarily do thorough home inspections in every home. I mean, you'll do a thorough inspection, but you might not pay for a home inspection. She said, why don't you just check on the roof on this house? She goes, I just am concerned about a bit of a leak. So lo and behold, even in the desert, this home had a leaky roof that she helped by pointing out. She saved money because if the roof leak got worse, it cost a lot more to fix. And just the process of having someone to talk over a deal with can be immensely helpful and can help you find profit angles you can't ordinarily find. So this is all return of investment, return of energy. Okay? So the next step. Now, we've covered a lot of exciting points from creative finance to creative real estate and to intuitive real estate. I've talked to you how it's important to have a team of advisors, a professional, an insider who can get you information you can't ordinarily get. This tells you how to build your dream team of VIP advisors, starting with who you have. Write down a list of what people you know that you'd like to get closer to who have information for you that could benefit you in your real estate or other endeavors. And pursue and follow up with these people. I've had a lot of people come to me and say, we really like your insights. We would really like your strategies. We'd like to work with you, or we'd like to have access to the information you have access to because you spent years sifting and sorting this yourself, and you could save us like a death of our learning curve. The other one is to test, test, and test. In marketing, as with creative real estate, you do want to tinker and test and refine and perfect your system. Have your expectations managed that you will need to adjust your sales. The way you sail across from one ocean to the other is not in a straight line. You actually zigzag across with the wind. I do the same here. Also implement at least two of the credit strategies we discussed and two of the intuitive strategies and report your results to us. I'd love to hear how you're doing with that. You can actually email me. I have an email at the end of this announcement. And you can also lease a VIP role of Vex that's done for you. By lease, I just mean you can spend all the years and time borrowing, building your own resources, but any one contact you don't have could be the missing link that could take you to the next level of what you're looking for. So by leasing a Rolodex, you basically invest to get access to it and benefit from all of the years of hard work it took to build it. And sit and soar. So what I suggest is a $1 million credit system. This is a step-by-step manual which teaches you how to maximize your chances for obtaining credit. It's a system I put together, and it also has an audio guide and transcript, so you just plug it into your business. It's very simply put together, so you'll know what you need to do to get your business in line for funding or how to build a new business from scratch. It also includes a VIP Rolodex of insider banking contacts, and this is the most valuable thing because once you have the basics down, this will teach you all the essentials of the right words, the right language to use. So you talk the banker's language, and these are the funding contacts. You can just pick up the phone and call, and they'll do all the work for you. Their job, what they do day in, day out, is get people money, get people credit lines, so you can focus on getting your deals done, running your business, and also spending the time with the people and the things that really matter to you, because your business is here to serve your life. And these credit tools are here to serve your business. And these are the resources you need to get financially free. The bonus is actually an intuitive real estate context and the guidebook. This is a brand new pre-launch bonus. And what I'm just doing is testing out the system at a special pre-launch price to really make it easy for a small group of people to get involved with. And also includes 365 days of consulting, where you can actually be able to reach me and ask questions. And I have never offered consulting for this long. I want you to succeed, and I want to hear your successes, which will in turn help me complete the book I'm working on. The credit system alone is valued at $19.97. It normally has sold for $9.95 or more. The webinar special is only $3.97 for the first 9 people only. And to make it easier for some people to get into, I will offer 3 monthly payments of $177, okay? So you just need to make the 3 consecutive monthly payments. You can send the payments to info@ultimateauctionsystem.com, info@ultimate, U-L-T-I-M-A-T-E, auction, A-U-C-T-I-O-N, system, S-Y-S-T-E-M.com. This have a 90-day, no questions asked refund. So you have a chance to test it all out, enjoy the contacts, get starting to talk to them, build up your credit lines, and you'll see the results generate in. You'll see the increase in your personal credit scores. You'll see your business credit go up, your credit score go up. And then you can finally have access to the larger money you'd like to do whatever you want to do, whatever you dream of. And why am I really doing this? Because I haven't paid a lot more for consulting, even on a single day. I just recently had a client fly in on a day from Chicago on a large deal, and my business partner and I were paid a very large 5-figure sum for consulting. But why am I doing this? Well, I am writing another book, and I want to work with some eager students, some motivated students, willing to take action, who feel the resonance with this philosophy, with this new real estate being reinvented before our eyes, and allow me to share the latest resources I've seen in the credit and in the intuition world. My intention is to benefit others, and I want to see your successes, so help me spread the word to benefit even more people and create a new round of fresh testimonials from the latest. So that is my presentation and webinar. I am so glad all of you had a chance to listen to this. Please, I'd love to hear from you. You can go ahead and send a PayPal payment over, and I can get started as soon as I receive that. You'll get a confirmation, and this package will get shipped out to you. If you have any further questions, just let us know. And we look forward again to an exciting opportunity to share what we've learned with you, and hope you all have a very prosperous investing life and in all your endeavors. Thanks again.